in America.
Why don't you go to Japan and ask the cats, I said to the TSA agent when she asked if I was Amish, because I believe in answering a non sequitur with a non sequitur. I only said it after I'd been cleared, after I'd been strip-searched behind frosted glass, then posted the bitch's face on Facebook along with her name. Maybe being trans is like being Amish. Or maybe I went pale when I missed my flight, as security agent Pamela E. Starks conferred with explosives expert Gary Pickering to discuss, based on the, quote, soft anomaly picked up by the body scanner, which of them needs to search me. At one point, she suggested they each take half. I suppose I could have come from Amish country, a place so deep in the heart of America it can't be seen, and delivered to the airport by horse and buggy, an Amish horse, oblivious to traffic. Maybe it's because of my long black dress or makeup that makes it look like I'm not wearing makeup, a goal whose purpose used to elude me, though I totally get it now, but please don't ask. You could go and ask the cats in Japan, though it's bound to earn you a contemptuous frown, by which they mean to say, eat my ass in Macy's window. How do cats in Japan know about Macy's, you must be asking? Beats the hell out of me. They have no tails, did you know? Neither do the Amish, just kidding. I'm still waiting to hear about the complaint I filed, the one that, along with the viral video of them repeatedly calling me it, shut down the TSA website for 3 days while they rewrote the rules about me. You could be charged for this, friends warn me. But in America, it can't be libel if it's true. I learned that from the cats in Japan, who you can ask, though it's best not to disturb them.